You're listening to Unbound from Northeast Kansas Library System. To learn more about us, please visit nekls.org. Today on Unbound, our final episode of the season, we're talking about the 2023 KLA conference that was held in Wichita this past November. Anna, you co-presented with storyteller Priscilla Howe, a guest earlier this season. How did it go?
It went great. Priscilla's really good at working with kids and adults and teaching how to work with kids and adults. And so she did a great job. We had about 49 rapt audience members from across the state, and everybody had a lot of good time singing and doing finger plays and learning how to improve their storytelling and story time skills.
That sounds very wholesome.
It certainly was. And I did have at least two of the songs going through my head for at least about 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks afterwards. So very catchy, catchy stuff going on there.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. And what about you, Daniel? I guess you co-presented too.
I did. I co-presented with our colleague, Robin Hastings. We did one of the many AI sessions where we talked about mostly ChatGPT, and I spoke a good amount about text-to-visual AI. So we had a really nice crowd. We were in one of the smaller rooms, and it was packed. There was, I think we would have maybe had even more people that decided since there wasn't a seat, they would leave. But I got really good feedback. People said that it was a really helpful AI session, so that was great.
Cool. Awesome. Definitely a hot topic in libraries these days.
Yeah, everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. So though AI was a popular theme this year, there were several sessions, as I mentioned, about AI that kind of overlapped. The actual conference theme this year was meeting the challenge. And I think the challenge most on people's minds this year was book and program challenges. And if I had to choose one overarching theme for the conference as a whole, it was really intellectual freedom. Would you agree with that?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely.
We were even joined by Deborah Caldwell Stone, director of ALA's Office of Intellectual Freedom, for a couple of presentations. But Anna, as you know, I thought it might be fun this year to go around and get some sound bites for this Unbound podcast.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, and you did all the work for it, so I appreciate that. You came up with some good stuff.
Yeah, I think we found some great sound bites, and it's nice to have people willing to go and have their voice recorded on the spot. So usually the first spot you check in at conference, at least I do, is the registration table. And so I stopped by there to talk to a couple of the conference committee members, Don Krause and also Terry Wadalevich. Here's what they had to say about the conference.
Conference this year has been very well organized, a lot of enthusiasm, really a lot of excitement about our program this year, because we had way more programs submitted than we can actually have this year. And so it made for a really good agenda, I think, for sessions. And our keynote speakers were really great, very timely topics on intellectual freedom. And so I think everyone that I've talked to has been very happy so far.
And it's been nice meeting librarians and people who work in libraries all over the state. And it doesn't matter the size of the library, we are all dealing with the same things.
Or library type. KLA is multi-type, which a lot of times doesn't happen in states.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And everybody is just supportive and welcoming and encouraging.
Outgoing KLA President Shauna Smith Ritterhouse made the introduction at the State Librarians Luncheon. So enjoy the sounds of over 100 librarians eating lunch to her opening remarks in this next clip.
I want you to come to conference, of course, to learn all the things, but I also want you to connect with the profession so you can go back and feel energized too, and you can go back and feel supported when you go back to your own libraries, many of which are rural and sometimes isolated. So as we enjoy multiple meals together at conference, I would encourage you to talk libraries at your table. No formal agenda when you have the opportunity. Just make friends. We have to come together. We have to come together at every opportunity. We're stronger together. And as challenges occur, we are just tested within our profession and our jobs. And these tests are coming more frequent, and we all know it. And we just have to be prepared, and we have to be aware. We're going to do better because we have this group of people, our peers in this profession, that we can lean on. Let's remember, again, to lean on our peers and embrace our greatest resource, which is each other.
Neckels once again had a booth in the vendor area. This is our second year to support the conference in that way. Did you have a chance to stop by our booth, Anna?
I did stop by there, mainly to check to make sure that we had some Unbound flyers available to let everybody know about this wonderful podcast, but also just to visit with colleagues and make sure that everything was all good to go and greeting folks at the conference.
I made about one lap of the vendor hall, saying hi to friends and colleagues, like you said. And then, of course, spending some money on the gift basket raffle. That's always a great charity, too, even if you don't win the baskets. And chatting with vendors. One person I chatted with wasn't even human. Ollie is a robot that was on show. And in this next clip, you'll hear that I tried out one of its mindfulness exercises. I also spent some time at our neighboring booth, the folks from Southeast Kansas Library System. So you'll hear a little bit from them, too. Let's have a listen. April Hernandez, have you had any good sessions that you've attended or maybe presented at? I don't know.
I didn't present, but okay. Went to a pre-conference, the communication one, and that was very good. Johnson County. I'm going to have them come down and do our director's retreat. So basically learning how to talk to people who have different communication styles from you. And then I went to the FEEPL. Family Engagement Public Libraries Tammy gave, and that was very good because there was things I didn't know. So that was very good.
Awesome.
You're a great sport for letting me record you.
Let's take some time for practicing mindfulness.
All right.
Look around the room and focus on an object. What color is it? What shape is it? What do you notice about it now that you didn't notice before?
May I take a spin?
Yes, please. Right.
It's very hypnotizing in the middle. Yeah. I got yellow. The clipboard, can I get a 3D printed bookmark? Right. I mean, they're also on the other side of the bar.
You got me on record letting you negotiate.
Oh, no. This will be edited out.
Uh-huh, sure. Go nuts.
Thank you, Jason. Jason Robb. Anna, were there any sessions that now, a month later, still stand out to you?
You know, quite a few, actually, but the one that really comes to mind we've already mentioned, and that's the State Librarians Luncheon, where we had Deborah Caldwell Stone and Kent Oliver from the ALA Office of Intellectual Freedom talking about where we stand with book and program challenges and then what the challenges are for individual librarians and libraries. And I'm super excited to hear about some of the resources that ALA's Office of Intellectual Freedom is building to support libraries in counteracting book challenges that are coming up. I think that that's going to be a really important resource. And if I understood correctly, I think those will be freely available via a website. So be looking for that. I think that that will be premiering very soon if it hasn't already.
On the theme of IF, Intellectual Freedom, I sat in on Erin Downey Howerton's session. She was a past co-presenter with me at a KLA conference many, many years ago. And it's clear that she's presented on this topic several times. This was really about how staff can prepare for these challenges. So she had some really practical information. Let's hear how she started that session.
This is what we're going to talk about today and also what we're not going to talk about. Because this work takes three things. The reason it looks wonky is because I don't know how to make a good pie chart. Sorry. The basis of everything is your policy. You've got to have clearly written policies. They've got to be approved by your board. And you need to have your acquisition and reading criteria in there. We're not going to talk about that today. That's like a whole separate discussion, right? That could be a whole other topic. Procedures. Establish methods of responding to your complaints and your formal challenges. Of course, you've got to have those. But we're not going to talk as much about writing a procedure today. We're going to talk about preparing our staff. We're going to talk about our talking points, rehearsing responses, and getting ready for those interactions where maybe your body goes all cold or all hot and you feel like your face is getting all flushed because it feels like a personal attack, doesn't it? When somebody comes up and they want to tell you about something they don't like, as if you personally woke up that day and said, I am going to make members of my community very. You did that, right? Did you do that? Of course you didn't do that.
That session from Erin really got people talking at the end. One librarian spoke about a difficult situation she was put in earlier this year with challenges. And it's really hard to hear about these public servants going about their job and then one day just thrown into their community's spotlight and unfortunately often facing hateful attacks.
Yeah, it is really sad to see, like, people are just going about doing their jobs in libraries, and then these attacks become personal against them as people. And I do feel really bad for anyone who is undergoing that. And I hope that part of what we did at conference was come together as a community and say, we support you and we are out here for you.
That is really a good point. I think that we've heard from Shanna earlier in this episode that the thing that we really do is when we come together, we find that support that we maybe don't get when we're out at our libraries by ourselves in our library of one or a few. And you just don't get to bounce these ideas or these feelings off people who can relate to what you're dealing with. So I think it's really important more and more to have these organizations like KLA, but also more importantly, these in-person opportunities to chat.
I think that was a huge benefit of this conference, even more so. It's always good to come together and talk shop, so to speak. But this year it felt even extra supportive and just people were really genuinely caring about each other, which was awesome.
Another session that had a lot of questions from the audience was presented by Valerie Lamoureux, the assistant director at Leavenworth Public Library. And if you know Valerie like we do, you probably know she's a whiz at creating procedures, documentation, and training just to get everything standardized and all of the staff on the same page. In this clip, she's talking about the challenges her library faced when she joined the staff nearly a decade ago.
When I joined, as well as in previous jobs, I believe that I should know the job that I'm going to be expected to manage, train, and supervise. So that was really important. It was also very important for me to do the job, even if it wasn't the most pleasant part of the job. Meaning, you know, I did the shelving. That's always something that people don't always like. I also took care of problems in the bathroom. If I didn't expect somebody else to do that, then I better be the first one to do it. And then when I joined the library, it was kind of a modification of the assistant director's job back to what it was previously, where the assistant director was expected to directly manage the adult services staff, which was main desk circulation and reference, as well as the main adult collection. When I arrived at Leavenworth Public Library, the state of affairs were that it was very departmental. There was a lot of us versus them mentality, adult services, youth services, upstairs, downstairs. Knowledge was very siloed as well. There would be people that were working technically the same job that were not doing the same job. And some days those people wouldn't be at work or they retired. And all of a sudden it was like, hey, why aren't the newspapers getting checked in? Hi, that person's no longer here. How do we do that?
One of the greatest things I enjoy about conference, and it happens at the State Librarians Luncheon, is seeing people recognized for their excellent work. This year, there were 6 KLA Presidential Awards, and I think we were pretty thrilled to see 3 of them go to folks here in Northeast Kansas. Let's go back to the luncheon and hear Shanna present those 3 awards that went to Northeast Kansas librarians. Up first is Carolyn Little. She's a former NECLS employee and current NECLS Executive Board member, and truly deserving of this Meritorious Service Award.
Meritorious Service Award, which is presented to those who have provided exemplary library service. Few names are as recognized in the Kansas library community as Carolyn's. She has worked in the public library system, a regional library system, and we are just getting to work with her at Friends of the Kansas Libraries. In 2002, Carolyn became a board member of the Friends of the Kansas Libraries. She continues to serve in that capacity today. She has helped numerous libraries start a friends group or help them find ways to rejuvenate their existing organization. Presently, Carolyn serves on the NECLS Executive Board as treasurer. She also serves on the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library Friends Board of Directors and has served as a volunteer for the library. Carolyn is currently vice president of Focal, and she is the go-to person for all things Focal. I have much respect for Carolyn's contributions to the Kansas library system. And of course, the courier.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Next, we have Sharon Mueller from the Leavenworth School District, who won the newly created Intellectual Champion Award.
We are thrilled to announce that Sharon Mueller has been selected as a recipient of the Kansas Library Association Intellectual Champion Award. This prestigious award honors her remarkable dedication to the field of librarianship and her unwavering commitment to promoting intellectual freedom, literacy, and knowledge within our state's library community. Sharon's journey in the field of education and librarianship has been nothing short of exceptional. with an impressive 22 years service in Leavenworth School District, and currently in her fourth year as a librarian, she's left an indelible mark on the lives of countless students and educators in Leavenworth. We are humbled and honored to have you as part of our library community. Your passion, dedication, and tireless advocacy for intellectual freedom and access to information align perfectly with the values of the Kansas Library Association. We are delighted to present the Intellectual Champion Award, recognizing your outstanding contributions to our library community and the state of Kansas.
Finally, the last award we'll recognize in today's episode was especially important to me, as I was her nominator. Let's hear why Aaron Verbeck, the library director of the Morrell Public Library in Hiawatha, Kansas, was chosen for the New Librarian Award.
Recently, the Morrell Public Library was named Member of the Month for October by the Hiawatha Chamber and Visitors Bureau, recognizing the library's vital role in the community. Members of the Month nomination comments included, "The community is lucky to have our library, which offers so many programs along with the meeting rooms and access to digital books. Aaron's ability to cultivate important partnerships, such as the one with the Chamber, has significantly contributed to this recognition. Her hands-on leadership is also evident in the library's website design, interactive quarterly newsletters, marketing, active fundraising campaigns, and a successful major renovation project." Thank you, Aaron.
You won an award. How was that?
Wow, it was really cool. First conference, got mm-hmm. to go to a fancy luncheon and hear really nice things said about me and hold a plaque for a while. It was really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll warn you, that's not how every conference goes. So.
No, that's fine.
They don't always bring you on stage and sure. Recognize your work in front of Kansas librarians
or all your peers.
It's all
yeah. yeah.
So sessions, anything? What did you see?
Yeah, I think some of my favorites were I got to hear about some good grant writing tips.
Yeah.
Then I also got to hear about a collaboration with partners in the community. So hearing even more cool ways to reach out in the community through school districts and getting other people involved and how other people do their story walks with Braille and
oh, yeah. with making them accessible.
Making them very accessible in that way and getting QR codes on everything.
Really? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. As my first library conference, it's really nice to just be with a lot of people who also really like what you do.
Right.
And understand what you're talking yeah. about in shorthand. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dan, I'm so glad you nominated Erin. It was really great to see her accept the award. And it was especially cool because this was her first conference. So pretty cool that she won an award at her first conference. And I think, as you mentioned in the clip, that you know it doesn't happen at every single conference, but it did for her. And we've really enjoyed seeing her grow in her position as director and is really a strong leader in our field.
Absolutely deserving. Obviously, that's why I nominated her, but she was in my cohort for Emporia State. And so, you know, I've really seen her go from somebody who was maybe kind of quiet to somebody now at our directors' meetings who is happy to share her work and her opinions and ideas. So, yeah, definitely growing well into that role. So with that look at KLA, that is a wrap for this episode and for this season. Anna, I just want to thank you for being my partner in crime for these three seasons of the podcast. Who knew that we'd become such great podcasters in our short time?
Yes, we've really polished our game over the past 3 years. I just want to thank all of our listeners for joining us for this season of Unbound, and stay tuned for season 4.
Yeah, season 4 should be coming your way next fall. See y'all later.